From iPhone to Android, iPod to mobile, the App Minute Podcast covers it all. And now, the host of the App Minute Podcast, Sam Levin.
I have on the phone with me Andrew Green, founder, CEO of 12 South. That's exactly how it's spelled, 12south.com. And 12 South makes an array of different products for the iPad. What other things, Andrew, do you folks make?
We make stuff for Macs, like the Book Arc for Mac that holds the MacBook closed on your desk when it's connected to an external monitor, and other cool products like the Bass Jump, which is a subwoofer designed specifically for the MacBook.
And as a matter of fact, I think you posted my image. I use the Book Arc for my MacBook Pro. It's actually on my desk right now, and I've got a 15-inch MacBook Pro. And what's great about it is it gives you the space. It gives you that space that you would be using if that MacBook was open, correct?
Yeah, well, it kind of gives you the best of both worlds. You can have a fully portable system on the go, on the road, when you travel, but when you go back to your desk, you can just dock it vertically on your desk and use a nice big Apple Cinema display and full-size keyboard and mouse to comfortably work, but with your MacBook at the desk. Yeah, saving a lot of space.
And that's exactly my setup. Everything that you just said, I have the wireless keyboard from Apple. I've got a 24-inch monitor connected to it. But let's get into some of the other cool things. Book Arc is absolutely uber cool. And actually, they make a Book Arc for iPad. But let's segue into the iPad and tell me or tell our audience what's new and what's cool about things going on with 12 South as it pertains to the iPad.
Well, the iPad for us was an extension of the stuff we were doing with the Macs. So the first product we did for the iPad was the Book Arc for iPad, because we really kind of recognized pretty early that you could only hold your iPad for so long. There's many scenarios where you want to like set it securely on your desk for viewing or for just kind of passive use. You bring up a weather station or a clock radio or something like that as it sits on your desk or bedside table or kitchen counter. And so the first product we did for the iPad was the Book Arc for iPad. It holds it vertically for like a picture frame type of scenario, and it also holds it at a 15-degree angle for kind of a viewing angle tilted back type of thing.
Okay, and you recently came out with a very unique stand, and I'm really into this because of portability and travel. So what's this new stand called?
Right. Well, so the first stands that were out, including ours, were all relatively large, and were kind of home-based, kind of a home stand. And there weren't many stands out there for the iPad that were truly mobile. So we went and developed one of the smallest stands available for the iPad, and we call it the Compass, because it looks like the old mathematical compass that you make circles with in school. But it's a little more versatile than that even. It opens up and is kind of an easel-type stand for the iPad in portrait or landscape. And then it folds down to a secondary smaller leg that gives you that little keyboard tilt so you can like type away using the on-screen keyboard. And then when you're done working on the go, it closes up into a 7x1-inch kind of size of a big candy bar thing that can just go right in your backpack or go wherever you go on the road with your iPad.
So it reminds me of a travel umbrella. Kind of.
Really?
Yeah, it reminds me, you know, you've got the little, you supply a little sheath for it, right? A cloth sheath.
Well, we provide a little neoprene kind of slip-in case for it to travel so it doesn't get scratched or scratch other things when it's bouncing around in a bag, yeah.
I can't wait to check it out. I've been on planes and, you know, travel, and that's my biggest complaint with the iPad is viewing it and trying to hold it. You can't, you know, you want to watch a movie, you can't hold your iPad. You can, but it becomes difficult.
Well, that's kind of the big story, I think, with the accessories for the iPad, is that everyone kind of assumed that there would be cases for the iPad, and there are a lot of cases, including our book case for iPad that makes it look like a leather-bound book. But I think the breakout accessory that no one really expected was the stands. And it's precisely because you can't hold your iPad everywhere you go every time you want to use it. And you need a great home for your iPad when you're not holding your iPad. And so, you know, two out of the three products that we've made for iPad are stands, because it really is an exciting category that lets you use your iPad more than just in your lap. And so it's been fun developing the book art and the compass for iPad.
So the compass is hot. The book, you created a book for the MacBooks, correct?
We did. It was fun. You know, we released it the very first of the year, the book for MacBooks. And it was really a one-of-a-kind kind of product that captured a lot of people's imagination. When closed, it looks like this old antique tomb, you know, just laying in a room, just kind of off to the side, somebody's dusty old book. But you unzip it and open it up, and inside of it, it contains, you know, the most modern, beautiful laptop in the world. So aside from protecting it like a hardback case, it also protects it by disguising it when it's closed, but then can stay on when you open it. But for us, from a design perspective, it's a really kind of fun juxtaposition between, you know, old and new and how they meet. And so, yes, we've done a new version of that for the iPad that in a lot of ways makes even more sense, because the iPad is the ultimate e-reader. So there's people who are, you know, semi-comfortable with the idea of, you know, reading text on screen versus their great collection of books. And we've had people tell us that reading a book on an iPad in a book for iPad gives them back that kind of organic feel, the spine in their hands, the smell of leather that really allows them to have a more organic, enjoyable experience reading novels and other texts on their iPad. So we're really thrilled with the product.
That's great. And it's available, all these products are available today, correct?
Absolutely. They're all available at 12south.com, and many of them available at your local Apple retail store as well.
Can you go on to apple.com and buy any of these yet on their site?
Absolutely. The compass and the book art, both for iPad and for MacBook, are available at Apple Store right now, both online and, again, at your local Apple Store, as is many of our other products.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you coming on as one of the first guests, audio guests, that is, with App Minute. And I think we're going to try to do a more regular feature with Andrew, since you're constantly pumping out new things. When is the next – you don't have to tell us, but is there something new coming out in the next 3 months?
In the next 3 months, you mean before Christmas? Perhaps.
Okay.
Perhaps. I can't tell you when it's going to go out, but I can tell you that it's really cool, and you're gonna dig it. It's
iPad or a MacBook?
I can't tell you that, but I'm holding it in my hand. How's that for a tease?
Okay. All right. Well, listen, guys, if you want to check out any of their gear, 12south.com. They make really great products. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Thank you, Sam.
All right.
The At Minute Podcast is a co-production of Sam Levin and MyMac.com. Be sure to visit our website at www.appminute.com.